All right, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. Questions, of course, from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Seltzer, what do inquiring minds want to know
today?
Let's
start out with Bill Gradwell on Twitter. Bill says, to all, what is the thing that most attracts you to people?
What are you most attracted to? No, I think he's asking the other way around.
No,
what's the question?
I think he's saying, what is the thing that most attracts you to people?
Right, so what is it about us that's attracted to other people?
I think it's the
He probably meant it the other way, but...
I think he's saying what are you most attracted to someone's eyes.
I don't even read it as like an attractive, like a romantic, just like
what attracts you about people.
I think you're right, James.
I think there's a sparkle, there's a glint, there's a, I don't know, like a twinkle, like Santa, like the right jolly old elf.
That was a weird comparison.
Sometimes, I know, sometimes there's a sparkle in the eye and sometimes there's not.
All right, I'll say this. So... body parts get discussed sometimes for what you're looking for. I'm a face guy. Now,
I don't think that's what we're talking about. Okay.
I don't know.
It's part of it. I think the thing is, it could be anything. I think that's the point, right?
Now, James, I think you're right that this is what the person meant by the question, but I actually think it was written the other way. Read the question one more time.
What is the thing that most attracts you to people?
Yeah, what is it about me that it's so my personality attracts other people?
That's not the question.
Yeah, I really I don't hear it at all that way.
Frame a question better! But I get your point, sir.
What is the thing that attracts you most to people?
What are you most attracted to in other people would have been a better way to say the question. Yeah.
Personality
like,
and face.
But I feel like an answer would be authenticity.
Yeah.
Intelligence.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be my number
one. The conversation.
He said face.
Three.
Face is number one.
Interesting when you talk about stuff.
Face.
You know? No.
I mean, okay, fine.
It really, glint.
I'm a face man.
Interesting.
Joe's like face.
Mind.
John's just like
conversation.
A sparkle. Like Santa.
You two are magical
really
eyes
weird.
Like Al Horford, right?
All right, yes. James, let's do one or two more.
Intriguing Al Horford eyes.
All right, this one's for John. David Webster asked, John, what was the hardest day of training that you remember, whether high school, college, or the pros?
Wow.
I was, we had 3-a-days, 8-to-8. We had all sorts of, and wearing pads for all of those practices. But I'm positive, my very first day at the University of Michigan, I remember thinking, there is no way I will ever be able to finish this. There is no way. I thought, I failed. I should have gone and joined the Marines because my dad was the Navy guy.
That'll be easier, right?
Yeah. No, my dad raised me to you know, hey, you're going to grow up. You're going to serve your country. And I wasn't doing that. And I thought, you know what? It would have been easier. It would have been easier had I gone and joined the Marines. Like, boot camp is optimal compared to this.
That's incredible.
I'm about to die trying to do this because I never blocked anybody. And now all of a sudden, it's lead ISO, lead ISO, lead ISO for 150 plays of practice. And this is against 23-year-old men, and I was an 18-year-old kid who was a running back who never blocked ever.
That's
in
crazy,
my life.
Actually.
The first time I tried to block a guy, I remember he was a walk-on, a fifth-year walk-on linebacker who was half my size, half my height, and I felt like I constricted my own height. I felt like I was like an accordion, like I had smashed my head into him headlong, like I compacted my body and I was never going to be able to, you know, uncompact again. And that was the first hit of the practice. And it was pain and it was fear and it was just, I did not know which end was up. That's
wow.
For sure.
Wow. That's wild.
And then you made it to the NFL. What a crazy
story.
Then
it got better.
How about that?
But it took a lot of work.
And then the transfer portal got in and no one does it anymore.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to take a year off anymore.
What coach wants to go through
that
challenge?
I sat out a full year and a half when I transferred.
Crazy.
I was ineligible for a full year and a half. So ineligible that I was the scout team player of the year for offense and defense. I played offense fullback. I played defense linebacker for both sides for a year and a half. That was my only job for a long time.
Wow.
All right, one more. Joe Cornick asked, do either of you remember your college graduation commencement speaker, and did he or she say anything you remember?
No and no.
We were told, yes, I remember now. It was Ted Koppel, and we learned this last week when I looked it up because I thought it was Peter Jennings. And the biggest thing that I took away from all of college, and this was out west, was question everything. And I think Ted Koppel, like, brought this back into his speech, his commencement speech. Yep. It was, you know, question everything, and that has served a lot of people really well.
Well, look, I love my college. I went to Fairfield. I looked it up years ago, all the commencement speakers. I still have never heard of one of them, let alone just the one I had. We just don't get...
You know who you're... So who
no
was yours?
John, I don't have any clue. No clue. No, nothing famous, nothing memorable, nothing. And with that, AMA, we shut it down. I'll just say the night before I graduated was more memorable than what was.
Why is that, Joe?
Tell you off the air. Let's go.
No, I don't really want to.
215-592-9494. Let's get to Nick. He's calling from Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, morning crew.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, I'm from the old school. I absolutely think you need to tag one of the Braves players, but I would do it in the last game. What do you guys think? Is that too late?
No, it's not. It's a little bit of waiting that, you know, it makes it feel a little awkward and uncomfortable and could agitate the fan base, but it's not inconceivable. Look, Nick, if you have a 0-0 game the whole night tonight, you know, until very late, then it could spill over into tomorrow's game. That's not inconceivable. And the fact definitely that Zach Wheeler is the starting pitcher instead of, let's say, Taiwan. Like, if it's Taiwan, first off, you know you're probably giving up 3, 4, 5 runs anyway. Okay, that's number one. Number two, it's like, you know, if he drills a guy and gets thrown out, not as big a deal. I think the Zach Wheeler thing complicates it. But it also complicates it in an interesting way, in this sense. He is their best pitcher. Cole Hamels was their best pitcher. Cole famously drilled Bryce Harper a number of years ago. And it'll be interesting the extent to which Zach Wheeler, as a veteran Phil and veteran baseball player, says, I'll put it on my shoulders. It's going to be a really interesting dynamic tonight.
I like it, Joe. I like it. And speaking of awkward and uncomfortable, I have a question. I have the answer for the question of the day.
Yeah, give me a great debate.
Does size matter?
I mean, it's a debate.
That's funny. That is funny. Does, I'm writing these things down. I never thought I'd write this down on WIP. Does size matter? Okay. You're right. 215-592-9495.
Can't wait to vote on that later.
No one's commenting on that one. I noticed no one is stepping up to talk about that one. All right, up ahead, what Spencer Strider said after the game. We'll get to that. Some of the Phillies' highlights, there certainly were some, not a ton, but they were enough that the Phillies won. Elliott on position battles with the Eagles related to the OTAs cranking up, what he said yesterday on WIP, plus Pro Football Focus's quarterback rankings and where they've got Jalen. We'll get to it all coming up next. Plus your calls on 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player, open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit TheBorgata.com for more details.